Up next is going to be Mic Check. But before we get into Mic Check, again, Breadman, the slogan behind Mic Check is get to know the person behind the music.
Mm-hmm.
Every week since we started Mic Check 7 weeks ago, we have always bring an artist on. This week, we have ventured deeper into the music. Mm-hmm. We have ventured into the production side. The people behind, really behind the music. Mic Check is brought to you by VP. And Mr. Turner, we got a very special guest this morning. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Raskin. Well, of course, Jamaica's singing sensation, Tessan Chin, is, of course, now all the rage with her spectacular performances on NBC's hit show, The Voice. But long before Tessan got all four judges to turn around for her rendition of Pink's Try, a drummer by the name of Paul Kastic, who, of course, produced tracks for her like Who, he produced another song called Fall, and of course her mega hit song, Hideaway. He knew that she was a special talent, and he also co-produced her debut album, In Between Words. And Paul, who now has his own production company called Groove Galore, he actually launched his career back in 1989, and he traveled as a drummer with then Jamaica's top backing band called 809. And as a drummer, a music director, and producer, he has also toured the world with people like Max Priest, Kimani Marley, Sean Paul. He worked out with Big Mountain, Diana King, another big international star from Jamaica, Shaggy, Chaba, Beanie Man, Bertrand Hammond, Buju Banton, Rita Marley, and Rasclaim. The list goes on and on. But besides Tessan, his production credits include all of Big Mountain's 6 CDs. He has also produced songs for Shaggy. He produced Leave It To Me. I think that was on the Hot Shot CD. He produced Steel Pulse's Vex and Back To My Roots. And we, of course, know Steel Pulse. They were at Groovin' In The Park earlier this year. He also worked on Benjamin's Intimate Relationship, another big album that was released years ago. He worked on a song for Terry Linen, Your Love Is My Love. And I know Nia knows that one inside out. He also worked with Kiprich, Leg of the Boy, another big hit for Kiprich. And presently, Paul is in studios with Big Mountain producing tracks for their forthcoming album. Plus, he's also producing a new disc for a soul reggae alternative singer by the name of Faraji. So there you have it. Behind the scenes, Mic Check, whatever you want to call it. We have, of course, Mr. Paul Kastic today.
Tuned in to Groovin' Radio every Saturday from 9 to 11:30 a.m. only on WVIP 93.5 FM.
Offer you a new start, and I can't take away your fears, but I could bite the lips of your broken heart.
Miss Tessan Chin. What a voice. So we go all the way down to South Florida and say good morning to Mr. Paul Kastic. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Morning, guys. Listening to you. What's going on?
How was everything?
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing, sir?
How was everything, sir?
Yeah, man. Hearing you guys. Everything nice. I'm here.
Now, Paul, there is just a big wave blowing over the U.S. and over Jamaica, over Tessan Chin. And I can tell you this. A few years ago, I met Tessan in St. Kitts. And, I got a CD from Tessan and her dad, and it was her first performance on the St. Kitts Music Festival. And
I was there.
You were there? Okay.
I was there as part of Max's team.
Okay.
Maxi Priest.
Yes, Maxi Priest was on that bill too. And you know, all of a sudden, man, the voice is here. But you have a lot to tell us about Tessan. I mean, producing songs like Hideaway. How did you know that this woman was going to be a monster singer that she is?
Well, you know, listen, Tessan, the first time I heard Tessan back in 2004, I was backstage at Jazz Festival in Montego Bay, and when I heard a young lady, I was like, really? Who is this?
Mm-hmm.
I had no clue who she was, but some friends of mine was just telling me about this girl. They said, this Chinese girl, this Chinese girl, and she sing rock. That's all everybody was saying.
Yes.
I was backstage at the second stage, watching her perform with Mile High, which is the band that she was in prior to her departing and starting working on her project. And when I hear this girl singing, I was like, hold on. All the years I've been in Kingston looking for somebody to be doing that style, it's like, who is this little girl? I didn't know who she was. And I was just completely blown away. That's all I can say. I was just completely blown away with her vocal delivery, her stage presence, her look, her choice of notes when she's singing. And I was just like, I was just freaking out. And at that point, I had no clue I was going to be in the studio with her 2 years later.
Wow.
No clue.
Wow.
I had no clue.
Now, now, you said you were at the St. Kitts Music Festival, but I can say, ladies and gentlemen, that festival, if you missed that festival, you would have seen what Paul just mentioned about Tessan. Talk about a bona fide singer. Talk about a Jamaican rock singer. This girl is versatile. But I remember interviewing Tessan and we came back and we ran that interview on Caribbean Lifestyle TV, Anthony. And now today, the voice of, I mean, it is presenting Tessan in a different light. But working with Tessan behind the scene and producing, what is Tessan like?
Tessan is just on another level. I mean, this girl, the stuff that I've seen coming out of her from her soul, like when we got together to start recording back at the December exactly, like the last 2 weeks of December 2004, that's when I got on board. When I got a call from my father saying that, you know, he wants me to be on this team. That was his daughter was doing an album, a solo album. And the first day I went into the studio to meet her officially and we start to rehearse, when I heard the music, the stuff that they had, and because she plays guitar.
Yes.
She plays enough guitars to write all the songs that you see her and hear her singing on her albums.
Wow.
So when we got together to rehearse, and I heard the songs, it's like, I don't even know how to describe it. The stuff I was hearing made things come out of me. And I've been recording everybody in Kingston since 1989. And I'm telling you, the stuff that came out of me as a response to what I was getting from her never came out of me before, ever.
Wow.
And the drums playing and just bouncing back vibes and what I was hearing just making me do certain things. I was like, it was just on another level.
Wow.
Seriously.
This one is called The Fall. Voice of Tessan Chen. Producer Paul Kostick is on the phone.
Want to tell me what the story is? Hold up, wait a minute. Now you want to tell me how you trip on falling to my residence? Trying to buy to draw me out because I'm a lot of patience. Back to talking, keep on walking right back to your basement. Just to tell me how it is you feel to come on over. Why you feel the need to cut it in because it's over? Tell it to yourself, I'm coming straight. I got your message, but you're too late. You want to buy me flowers?
Big band production, man. You can hear it in the background, Breadman. Anthony, you can hear that. I mean, this is indeed a rocker.
Definitely.
A rocker. But you know, Paul, sorry, Anthony. You know, Paul, there's been a lot of conversations over the last couple of weeks. I want to know how that make you feel, because you've been there for so long. And I mean, I think just like I often use this to say that Jamaica don't know what they have, you know. Just like Marcus Messiah Garvey. How come Jamaicans didn't realize what we have in Tess Anchin?
Well, you know what? I really want to dispel the argument there. Because really and truly, as I had said in some questions that I answered for Anthony, really, 2006, Tessan was really burning up underground for the whole time that she was with Mile High.
Right.
She was like the ultimate underground everybody. But you know what Jamaicans, it's just like them love it, them see it, and everybody talking about it. But we can't do anything but just talk about it. But when Hideaway came out, when we sat down together, all of us, me, her dad, the producer of that song, and I was a co-producer. This guy's name is Rudy Valentino. When we got together and we decided, we had a little democracy going on, and we would say, which one of the songs we think we should release? And we all kind of like identified and said, Hideaway, because it has that, it will surprise the people with the whole little rap thing, because you don't know what that is going to come, because it come way down in the middle of the song. But it's still a little one drop, lover's rap vibe when it start. So we said, let's go with Hideaway. And when Hideaway come out, it really just burned up the radio. Everybody was on it. It was on it. Even in the hard discord dancehall sessions, I've personally heard Hideaway wheel like six times straight in the hardest dancehall sessions in Kingston. So I wouldn't really say Jamaica did know. Jamaica did know, but after you get to a certain point, it's like it's really about the team you have around you and management and all of that to really know, put the pieces together and the plan together of how to go off of when you have a single like what Hideaway did, how to really proceed henceforth on from that now. And it's just, you know, it's you test and you go and you try, and you know, but Jamaica really did know. But what to do? It's like there's just so much that's going to happen at the end of the day too. Her songs are not the normal stuff that is going to be in a playlist when you're in at the dance. Like you'd have to run 20 one-drop tune and 20 dancehall tune. It is really a break from the norm. And a lot of people not necessarily willing to break from the status quo of just chewing the type of songs that Tessan do. So Hideaway did what it did, and then they put out another single, and everybody loved them. Everybody, they got critical acclaim, so to speak, but Hideaway was still the strongest one that dent Jamaican radio. And then we decided to just continue, and we just did the album. And, you know, the album was released, I think, December 2010. Finally, I mean, really, 4 years later, I mean, if you check it out, Hideaway kept Tessan viable. Hideaway, Messenger, and Black Box. Those three songs kept Tessan viable for the next 4 years, you know. Even that St. Kitts Festival, all of that was just off of Hideaway alone.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
So, you know, it's just a work in progress.
Speaking of Messenger, ladies and gentlemen, take a listen.
Your words are weapons, so use them wisely. Shooting on your brothers with your lyrical bullets. Teaching the children to go to war. Don't you know, life or death comes from your tongue. It's poison or pleasure, which side are you on? Cut down your sister with your piercing melody. I am not the writer, I am just a messenger. The end is nigh, don't close your eyes. I've got something to say, but will you hear? I've got a burden to bear. Who will they let him hear? Who will fight? Let him go to war. Who will dare to step out of line and live for truth with help from all? Who will speak? Let him speak. Who
the voice of Tess Anchin.
Somebody's dying and someone's to blame. They only tell you what they want.
You know, Anthony and Paul, before I make my next statement, because I beg to differ what Paul just said about Jamaica. You have a question, Anthony?
Well, one of the things, I mean, I understand where you're coming from, Clement. I understand where Paul is coming from. I think Jamaica knew that we had a great talent in Tess and Chin. I saw her a number of times at Jazz Fest.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Jamaica probably didn't know what to do with her because, as Paul said, her song was not, it didn't fit the norm. Mm-hmm. It was a little different, and not a lot of DJs will take the chance to play a song that don't fit the format.
Mm-hmm.
So I think The Voice has given her a platform that now the world can appreciate her music.
Mm-hmm.
And the question I would like to ask you, Paul, having produced her, know that she has, you know, gone to the international stage. What type of music you think she needs to continue to do? Do she need to continue to do reggae songs, rock reggae songs, or whatever songs you think would most suit her vocal ability?
Well, I've been getting that question a lot. And listen, if you guys have Tessan album and listen to Tessan CD, you will realize that Tessan have some songs like, she have some tune like Katy Perry on her album.
Mm-hmm.
She has some tune sound like Pink.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, let me just break away from this and say something to you.
Mm-hmm.
In 2010, when we were mixing, getting ready to finish Tessan's product, and I was searching around for engineers to complete the album with the mix, one day I called Tessan and I left a voice note for her because I was just trying to listen to different singers who I felt sonically, that's what Tessan's sound was supposed to be like in terms of mix and vocal mix.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to send Tessan a voice note. I said, Tessan, I'm looking for the engineer and I want to know what to tell him that we basically would like your sound to be like. Who is the female artist that you love? And I asked her, I said, Kelly Clarkson, Pink, or Alanis Morissette?
Well,
and we ended up speaking about that after that. And ironically, when I was watching The Voice and see the song Pink that Tessan auditioned with was the Pink song.
Mm-hmm.
And then the very next time she appeared, she did a Kelly Clarkson song. It's just, I'm just like, wow, what a vindication. I mean, this was where I was in my head in terms of what Tessan should have been doing and how her sound was supposed to come across. But really, the rock, reggae, alternative vibe. I mean, she have songs like Pink. She have songs like Kelly Clarkson. She have songs like No Doubt. And she have big, big ballads that's not even on the album.
Mm-hmm.
We had a problem choosing the songs for the album, you know. If you guys ever hear the stuff that did make the album, you're crying shame. May I tell you, straight up.
Wow.
No
wow.
joke.
Wow. Well,
if you hear the material that did not make Tessan album, that we have to just decide to leave off.
Mm-hmm.
You cry shame. It should have been a double album. I'm serious.
Well, you know, Paul, just go back to the statement about Jamaica knew that what they had. It is like Usain Bolt. Usain Bolt is a phenom. When Usain Bolt really came into his own, up until now, Jamaica really don't realize what they have in Usain Bolt. It's not that they don't know what to do with it. All right? So now, when you go to Tessan Chin, Tessan is not the average female singer out of Jamaica. She's not the average singer out of Jamaica. So when a lot of these DJ hear Tessan Chin, when we came back from St. Kitts, we were playing Tessan like nothing. We were playing Tessan music all over the place because we knew she was talented. We knew exactly what we have. And because it's not the traditional reggae artist, I think a lot of people shy away from it. A lot of people shy away because they don't want people to say, what kind of song that you play? But now that someone else has embraced Tessan, and yes, Anthony, she's on a different platform now. The world is seeing Tessan. And because the world is now embracing Tessan, that's how we have now, a lot of us has now, hop on to the wagon. We have to stop this. We have to stop this because we have talent in Jamaica like Tessan Chin that should have blown up long time ago. We shouldn't wait until Adam embraced Tessan and then all of us are playing Tessan music and jumping all over the stuff.
You know what I'm going to say to that? There was a girl named Diana King in 1993.
Mm-hmm. And you did some work.
Do I need to say anything more?
No.
Diana King. Do I need to say anything more? As I just said to you, here's a girl named Diana King, who I actually have been playing for since 1995 and producing and working with. And we all know, Same thing. Diana did get two little airplay in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. And everybody that saw City Heat Band knew that this girl was, my gosh. Mm-hmm. I was living in Montego Bay and I had people coming to Montego Bay and telling me about this girl named Diana King, mm-hmm. singing with the ear top cut high up like that and describing her. But what are we to do? There's no situation that somebody going, you know, like in America when you have some special interest kids, mm-hmm. you have some little private organization that discover them and they go and take them and next thing you know, they are in different classes, they are doing some more advanced work because they realize that these people are special.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that situation in Jamaica and I don't know if we can because then people are going to cry out, say foul and special treatment and who is she? So, but I'm just going to say the same thing with Diana King.
Yes.
She had to leave Jamaica.
Right.
And had to come out there in the world. And then next thing we know, there was Shy Guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Shy Guy. There was no Voice those days, no American Idol, no X Factor. There was just a true name, Shy Guy,
mm-hmm.
that does bust up the place, bust up the whole global fraternity. And the rest of the story we all know. So, I just saw, you know.
We should open our eyes, start to realize.
Listen to the vocals.
Closer to the one, closer to him. In a time like now, when the world needs prayer, call on him and lift him higher. Look what's going on around us, yeah. Make a change in yourself for the better. Let's hold hands, we can do this together. We should all call.
And the telephone number here, ladies and gentlemen, if you have anything to say about Tesson Chen, it is 914-636-9847. Join producer and musician, Mr. Paul Kostick, one of Tesson's producer. Tell us what you think. And you know, I hear rock, I hear alternative, I hear soft rock. I also hear message music in Tesson's delivery. I mean, this young lady is versatile. I mean, she's just versatile. I got to say thanks to Walter Elmore because Walter took I don't know if it was a chance, but Walter, he knows talent. And he was the first one to land her on the Jazz Fest. And, you know, Walter has that connection with St. Kitts. And that's how she ended up in St. Kitts on the St. Kitts Music Festival. Let's go to the telephone lines. We're going to take one or two calls before we go to the top of the hour. And we're going to tell Paul to hang on with us and stay with us. When we come back, we put a wrap on it. Good morning, caller. You're live on the air. Is there someone in the green room? Please answer the phone in the green room, please. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, real quick. Go ahead.
Quickly. Mr. Producer, of all the many artists that they compare Tesson to or whose voice you're hearing in Tesson, every time I hear her, I hear Annie Lennox from the Eurythmics.
But what do you think about Tesson? What's your thoughts on Tesson?
She's absolutely awesome. She's got such range. I mean, when I listen to her sing, she kind of have, you know, the kind of a range like a Whitney Houston can go up there.
Right.
And a solidity like her own Etana. Of that thing about them. So,
all right.
Natural range. But I hear... Every time I hear,
so you think she should have? You think she should have blown up long time ago?
Yeah, but
all right. We're gonna hold on. We're gonna leave it there because the phone line is all the lines are locked up here. We're gonna move to another call. We know you're a very keen listener of this program, but let's take some more calls. All right?
Come on, it's all right.
Cool. Yeah, man. Give thanks. Good morning, caller. You're live on the air.
Yes. Good morning.
Yes. Go ahead. Your thoughts on Tesson Chen?
My thought is, I've been listening to her for a while, and even very much before The Voice, I have very much considered her to be a great one. The question that I want to really ask is, did it have to take her to get to this level of The Voice for her to be getting the extra recognition that she's getting right now?
No, and that's what we're saying. Paul, you hear the same thing that I'm saying? Answer the question, Paul,
yeah,
please.
We did not hear much about Tesson Chen before, like we are now, since she got on The Voice, which... It should not be the way.
No. What do you think, Paul?
I'm going to have him listen.
Yes, yes.
You know what? This sort of question will keep coming. My answer was that really and truly, it is the team you have around you.
Yeah.
Marketing. You see, a lot of people ignore marketing.
Right.
I think just putting up a video up on YouTube, quick and start, tell them friends that it's about that. But it has to be planned. The Americans, them don't do nothing just chaka-chaka and just go out there. So, and what if you notice, them thing always hyped up.
And tight.
Yet some of the time, their talent that them hyping is very questionable.
Yes.
And you don't find out because they cover their bases.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have Tessa now, and we know that our talent is not questionable. But I don't know if it's infrastructure, and a lot of time to it's finance. It's just a lot of things that have to do with finance and team and proper planning.
Yes.
As in any project, anything that you're building, whether it's a shopping mall, a bridge, anything. The music business ain't no different, and that we have always left out the business part of the music business. I feel like say, because we can just jump on TV and get up on TV during the morning and go up on CVM and go do two things. That's it.
Right.
We always forget about the business, and that's what the Americans them and the rest of the global market don't forget.
Right.
Deal with the business part and put people in place, marketing, PR, look, image.
And that's
everything,
where,
but that takes money. Takes corporate money, big money.
And that's where Anthony comes in. You mentioned image. Image is LLC. You mentioned publicity. Now, let's move to this phone call. Good morning, caller. Share your thoughts.
Good morning.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, the team has done a phenomenal job. That's all I can say. You understand?
Uh-huh.
Because without you have the team behind you, the artist can't really project his skills to the world.
Mm-hmm.
So having that team and Moke working together, I think is the right time. She was there, but now is the right time for her to pummel to that level.
All right.
You understand what I'm saying, Ross Clem?
Yeah, man. Thoughts well...
Are you a co-worker?
Yeah, man. Thoughts well taken, Mr. Cherry Rock.
You don't know the thing.
Yeah, man.
Tell me, Mr. Estix, boy, a wonderful job. Because if you don't have a team, you cannot make that project to the world. And now is the right time.
Definitely.
The foundation is strong. So now for her to pummel, and we have to have that as a mantra in our life, musically.
Yes.
And my check is really the platform for this to happen. Because you have much more artists like this, but some Africa. Remember, them never used to play Baba Jump. Them play Baba for Caraman, go to radio station for them play the music.
All right.
You know, we have a team.
Yes.
And we have to give kudos to the people who own the background for working with the artists to pummel this music to the world. Because Jamaica is a light to the world. It's one of the isles of the world.
Definitely, Cherry. Definitely. And we thank you for sharing those wonderful thoughts with us. Let's get one more call in before we go to the top of the hour. Thank you, Cherry. Thank you. Good morning, caller. You're live on the air.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree totally with Cherry a while ago. You see, you know, I thank God for a show like this that, you know, expose artists like Tessa and Chin.
Repeat that again one more time.
I said, I love show like this that expose artists like Tessa and Chin, which, you know, hello?
Yes, go ahead. We're hearing you.
We know about Tessa and Chin a long time ago, but now the world know about Tessa and Chin.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And this is such an exposure.
Yeah, man, we're hearing you.
It's unbelievable.
Definitely.
My head raised when I hear Tessa and Chin singing the other night.
Wow. Don't make it race too much, man. Just control it. You hear that? All right. Thanks for supporting. Right. Yeah, man. Paul, we're going to take one more call before we go to the top of the hour. And then when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation. Good morning, Carl. You're live.
Yeah, good morning, Rascal. How are you, sir?
I am good, sir.
Yeah, this is Christian, man. I just wanted to add to the positive comments like, you know, Cherry Rock and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all have conversation like these numerous times for years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's always good to have discussions and communications about anything.
Right.
But what we really need to do, based upon some topics that you and I discussed yesterday, we really need to, like Jamaica, the leader.
Mm-hmm. Chris, all your thoughts. We're going to get cut off at the top of the hour, and I don't want that to happen. So let me just play back either way, and we'll come back, and we're going to put a wrap on this with everyone who's on the phone line. The phone lines are totally locked up. Hold on, guys. We're going to take a break. Wow, Breadman, I don't know what's happening here or not, but this morning, this whole thing has just gone haywire.